USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools in Chicago will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration will be able to reach a deal with the teachers' union. As COVID cases continue to spike across the nation, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked, of the 836,000 deaths in the United States linked to COVID, how many are from COVID and how many are people who died with COVID?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And, of course, Omicron has just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
The U.S. will hold talks with Russia in Geneva Monday, with the key issue continuing to be the buildup of Russian troops on the border with Ukraine, with concerns escalating that Russia will invade its neighboring country as it did in 2014. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Rounds discusses the situation while appearing on ABC's This Week.
I think we'll support the administration's efforts to find a diplomatic solution. We also have to make it very clear to Mr. Putin that his antics right now in and around Ukraine are unacceptable, which means that if additional sanctions have to be imposed to send that message, that would be appropriate.
At least 7 are dead after a cliff collapsed on several tourist boats in Brazil. Officials saying heavy rains may have loosened the large rocks at the waterfall in southern Brazil. The video of the cliff collapsing has gone viral, search efforts continuing on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is facing criticism for claims she made about COVID-19 and the Omicron variant during oral arguments against President Biden's federal vaccine mandates Friday. In one claim, she said over 700 million Americans were being infected with Omicron a day. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul sought to correct Sotomayor on Fox News.
Sotomayor ought to be ashamed of herself, and we need to correct the record. Omicron, if you look at the statistics, 75% less lethal. Now, there are enormous amounts of people getting this. Everybody in the country is getting this, but it's more like 700,000 to 800,000 a day, not 700 million.
Sotomayor also claimed that 100,000 children were in serious condition with the coronavirus, which legal and health experts say isn't true. President Biden will be in office one full year on January 20th, and he's getting very low marks from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham saying he doesn't expect the president or congressional Democrats to reverse course on their policies.
The problem is that they can't change their policies because the left has Biden in a box. If he tried to go back to Trump policies on the border, AOC would go crazy.
President Biden touting the American Rescue Plan as one of his accomplishments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.